传福音的时候呢，我觉得有一个真理呢是最难传达的。
When I share the gospel, there is one truth that's so very difficult to share.
你猜是什么呢？
Can you guess what it is?
最难的不是要告诉人神创造天地。
The most difficult thing is not to tell someone that God created heaven and earth.
也不是呢要证明呢耶稣是神。
It is also not to prove that Jesus is God.
最难传递的就是呢要告诉这个人你是一个罪人。
The most difficult thing is to tell someone that you're a sinner.
特别呢对这些循规蹈矩的人呢，你很难接受自己是一个罪人。
Especially the ones for those who are actually follow all the rules and laws, actually difficult for them to accept their sinners.
我记得呢，从前跟一些从中国大陆来的学生一起查罗马书。
I recall that when I used to study the Book of Romans with those who are from China.
那么呢，我们就一起看罗马书第一章。
When we're reading Romans chapter 1,
特别呢看到29-31节呢，这一段是把我们人所犯的不同的罪列出来。
When we actually look at the verse 29-30, when all the different kind of sin for men all listed out,
我就邀请他们一起念这些经文。
I also invite them to read these verses.
那么念完以后呢，我就问他，你知道犯这些罪的人的后果是什么啊？
After reading that, I asked them, do you know what the consequence for those people who commit these sins?
那么他们也很聪明，马上就知道啊，是当死的。
They are also very smart, and actually they know right away that they say these people deserve to die.
因为呢三十二节是这样子讲。
Because that's what it says in verse 32.
那么我就解释给他听，讲到当死的，就是讲到不单止我们就是为去世的，也是讲到人呢会下地狱。
So we also talk about that we all have to die, and then also men would men would actually also go into hell.
那么呢，我就下一个问题问他们。那么你刚刚念完这些罪，你们自己有没有犯其中的罪啊？
So and then for all that, I ask them, you see all these sins, have you committed any of these sins?
他们也很老实地告诉我有啊。
They also honestly answer my question, and that is, I did.
然后我就问他，那么你死后你会去哪里呢？
So I ask them, after you die, where do you think you're going to go?
他们说上天堂啊。
They would say they go to heaven.
我问他为什么？
I ask them why.
他说地狱不是为我们这样子的人预备的啊。
So they say that hell is not prepared for people like me.
其实当保罗呢他写完罗马书第一章的时候呢，他也猜想得到，只是大部分他的受信人呢都不像第一章里面只是人犯罪犯得这么厉害。
So Paul also recognized that when the all these people a lot of people are not committing the kind of sin that actually is described in the verse 29 and 30.
我们大部分人呢都是很有道德的。
And most people have their own rule of conduct.
我们呢遵守这个社会的规矩。
And we all follow the rules of the society.
对于这些呢有道德的人呢，其实呢他们是有一个盲点的。
For those who actually follow all these conducts, they all have a blind spot.
就是呢，虽然呢他们很快的可以看出别人的罪。
That is for them to very easily see the sins of others.
但是呢，他们却没有看得到自己的罪。
And yet they are not able to see the sins of themselves.
所以呢，保罗在罗马书第二章1-16节呢，就要证明一件事情，就是为什么有道德的人还是需要福音呢？
So in the book of Romans chapter two, Paul's point is to prove that why do people follow all the rules would also need the gospel.
如果你有圣经的时候，你打开第一章的时候呢，你发觉第一章跟第二章最大的分别呢，就是。
So if you have the Bible, you turn to between chapter 1 and chapter 2, what is the difference between the two chapters?
第一章呢，他说他们怎么怎么样。
The first chapter is that, you know, they are like so and so.
但是第二章第一句话是什么？
But what's the first line in the chapter 2?
他说你直接论断人的人就是从他们长到你的。
So, you know, and then it goes right to say, you, therefore, who pass judgment on someone else, go from them to you now.
所以这个你是长到谁呢？
So what is you refer to?
他就是上面呢就解释就是呢讲到呢这些人呢他是论断人的人呢。
So these are people who actually pass judgment on others.
很多人呢他以为圣经说不可论断。
A lot of people see that the Bible says do not pass judgment.
其实呢圣经不是说我们不可以论断人。
But that is not to say within the Bible that we cannot pass judgment on others.
其实论断这个字就是判断的意思，就是英文就没有分别了。
So in English there is no difference between passing judgment and judging.
你会发觉呢，圣经其实常常要求我们呢错去做判断的。
So you see the Bible always constantly demand of us to actually to pass judgment.
其中一个例子就是每一次我们领受圣餐的时候，保罗不是说你们要审查自己，就是判断自己的意思。
So especially when, for example, is when we actually take a communion, Paul reminds us to examine ourselves. So in a way, it's a form of passing judgment.
所以，那么圣经是提醒我们。什么事情呢？有关论断这个事情。
So the Bible reminds us what does it mean by passing judgment.
其实呢，后面就解释了。
So it actually it explained that after.
就是第一节后半节，他说你在什么事上论断人，就在什么事上定自己的罪，因你这论断的自己所行的，却和别人一样。
And in the second part, the actual latter part of verse chapter 2 verse 1, it says basically whatever passing judgment on someone else, at whatever point you judge the other, you're also condemning yourself because you are who pass judgment do the same things.
所以呢，保罗知道当他的读者看罗马书的时候呢，看完第一章的时候，他猜到他心里面想什么。
So in when for Paul after reading chapter for the reader who read after reading chapter 1 he would actually have a sense of what the reader are thinking.
就他想到他们心里面想这些犯这么大罪的人呢真是该死的。
So the reader is probably thinking these people who committed all these sin would actually deserve to die.
你知道呢当我们呢去论断我们做一个判断的时候代表什么呢
So what does it mean when, what does it represent when we ourselves passing some form of judgment?
你去论断人的时候你就是同意这个标准特别就是这些看完第一章的人他们都是同意神的标准
So the ones who are passing judgment would actually agree on the standard, and that is the people who actually, after reading chapter 1, would actually agree that that's God's standard.
换句话说，你就是同意这些放纵情欲的，这些自私的，这些不管其他人的，这些人的罪，这些犯这些罪的人呢，正是该死。
So in other words, actually, these are the the ones who actually are wicked and greed and all these people who committed all these sins deserve to die.
但是呢，第二章的人呢，他一方面是同意神的标准，但是另外一方面呢，就是他们剥了自己的罪。
So in other words, in chapter 2, they follow their agree on God's standard, but yet they actually overlook their own sins.
他没有看见，只是他自己跟这些犯很多罪的人，只是在神的眼里面呢是一样的。
They didn't recognize that the people who are committing the sins and also the ones who are sinning before God are the same.
所以当圣经讲到了不可论断的歧视，只是他谈到一个问题呢。我们不可以有双重的标准的。
So the point is we cannot have a double standard.
就是我们有句话说，就是你有口骂人，没有口骂自己。
So that is you can actually yell at other people, but yet you are not yelling at yourself.
对一个有道德的人呢，他最大的反对呢，就是你怎么可能？说我的行为跟这些做犯这么大恶的人不前不义的人一样呢？
So for people who follow their conduct, how, to them, how can you say that I am like those people who commit all these great sins?
其实很多人相信他不会下地狱，就是觉得他们的确比很多人的好。
So the people who actually think that they are not going to go to hell because what they have done is far better than anyone else.
他们会想到，如果我犯的罪跟这些罪犯真的是一模一样的时候，我现在就已经坐牢了。
So if I actually commit the same kind of sins like the other people, I would have been in jail already.
神没有报应我，就是证明我是一个清白的人。
And for the fact that God has not punished me, that means I am one of innocent.
所以保罗呢就在后面呢就再一次提醒他们。
So Paul in the second part would actually remind them once again.
第二节提醒他们，神是会用真理去审判我们的。
That would God would use the truth to judge us.
他告诉这些双重标准的人，你们要小心。
He was telling those people who have double standards and said, you better be careful.
因为你们不能逃脱神的审判。
Because you cannot escape God's judgment.
很多人呢，他们以为呢，神看不见他们的行为。
A lot of people think that God would actually are not able to see the kind of deeds that they have.
这好像这个社会里面好像这个法庭没有办法把这个人判有罪，因为他没有这个证据。
It's almost like in the court of law, the people cannot be judged to be guilty because they did not have the evidence.
但是神却没有这个问题。
But God does not have that problem.
我们的神有一切的证据，所有我们所做过的事情，他都有记录。
So God has all the evidence. Everything that we have done, He has a record of it.
还有就是你会发觉你不能好像现在的人找一个著名的律师代表你，那么你就可以把你的罪推到别人的身上，推到这个社会身上，要不然呢你就说自己神经有问题，就没问题了。
So you cannot be like a today you could actually find a good, very good lawyer, you actually can escape all these judgment, or else another thing you can do is plead insanity.
神将来会按真理去审判我们每一个人。
God would eventually use the truth to judge every one of us.
当神讲到我们有道德的人跟这些无法无天的人的行为一样。
And God says the people like us who have the follow the rules of conduct are like these people commit all these great sin.
他不是说了我们完全一样。
He's not like to say that we are totally the same.
他是说我们没有分别的意思呢，是讲到我们其实都是做同样的事情，但是这好像在这个情度上面有分别。
We do the same thing, but it's just a matter of difference in degree.
就好像我们中国人不是有一句话？
It's like for us Chinese, there's a phrase.
就是五十步笑百步。
That is, you take 50 steps, but yet you laugh for 100 steps.
你知道这个故事是讲什么？
You know what this story is all about?
就是古代有 好像有两个兵在打仗的时候呢，因为害怕，那么就逃跑啊。
So So there are two soldiers who was who were afraid of fighting, so they go AWOL.
所以呢，一个人呢， 他就跑了100步。
So one person ran 400 steps.
另外一个兵呢，跑了50步。
The other soldiers went 50 steps.
50步的就笑着的100步就是这个人。
So the one who actually took 50 steps or laughed at the ones who actually took 100 steps.
当我们只是双重标准的人呢，其实我们就犯了这个毛病。
So people who like us who have double standards will commit the same problem.
保罗提醒我们不要自己骗自己，以为可以逃脱神的审判。
Paul is reminding us that don't fool yourself that you can escape God's judgment.
但可能有人问，就是当如果神是这么公正严明的，那么为什么神不马上去惩罚我们呢？
So you might say that if God is such a full of such justice and all these judgment, why wouldn't He actually punish us right away?
神就在圣经就在第四节里面第五节告诉我们，只是神为什么没有马上审判我们每一个人，就是因为他丰富的恩慈、宽容、忍耐，希望我们会悔改。
And the reason why God didn't judge us right away is because of the riches of His kindness and tolerance, so that He was hoping that we would actually come back and repent.
如果我们没有把握这个机会，只是你就是藐视神给你的机会。
So in a way, if we actually don't hold on that opportunity, it's like you have contempt for God for giving you that opportunity.
所以第五节呢，就是讲到。 你藐视神呢，你有一个后果的，就是呢，你这个僵硬的不悔改的心，为自己积足愤怒，以致神震怒，显他公义审判的日子来到。So
there are consequences for that such kind of contempt because you actually end up storing wrath against yourself for the day of God's wrath. And its righteous judgment will be revealed.
有人形容了神的恩慈、宽容呢，就好像阳光一样。
So God, there's someone who described God's judgment and graciousness is almost like a shining sun.
神呢，对我们每一个人的恩慈都是一样，都是怎么宽容我们的。
So the kind of grace that God gives us to every one of us is all the same. It's all very kind to us all.
但是这个后果是怎么样呢？就看我们个人对神的恩慈的反应。So
what kind of consequences also depend on how we respond to God?
如果呢，我们是接受神的恩慈，那么神给我们的宽容呢，就是给最后就好像阳光会融化这个冰块一样。
So if we are very gracious to God, the sun would be almost like a sun shining on the ice cube and would be melt away.
那么呢，我们最后就给神感动，我们会接受神给我们的救恩。
So we eventually be touched by God and actually receive God's grace.
但是如果一个人呢，他自以为义，他觉得自己是很了不起的，那么神给他的宽容呢？ 它好像阳光照在一个地面上面，越照越硬呢，就是这个地变成越来越硬。
So if for someone who is very prideful, the kind of grace that God gave us, you know, for the sunshine, it's almost like an earth would actually, the more it shines on it, the more gets tougher and tougher.
他们以为呢，为什么他们好像过的生活怎么顺利？ 以为呢，因为他们做人做得好，其实不是，只是神宽容他们。So
they think their life is going so smoothly, but it's not the case because of just due to God's graciousness.
第二个原因，为什么有道德的人还需要福音呢？
The second reason is why does a moral man still need the gospel?
就是因为神的审判是按照 人的行为，
Because the God's judgment is really according to a man's action.
你知道我们人呢有一个错导啊，就是 false understanding.
Actually, man has a kind of false understanding.
就是呢，我们以为我们能够分辨是非，我们就是有就是一个义人呢。
So that is saying that we can discern the truth, therefore we are righteous men.
你没有发觉吗？我们骂人的时候呢，常常有一个很正义的感觉的。
So do you not notice that when we actually yell at someone else, we always feel so righteous?
但是呢，圣经提醒我们，你是不是一个义人？你是不是一个好人？神是看你的行为，不是看你知不知道什么是对，什么是错。
The God reminds us, the Bible reminds us actually when we actually, whether or not we are righteous men, it's all based on what we do, not how we feel.
在第七到第八节里面呢，圣经就告诉我们呢，两种人呢，就是我告诉我们神是一个赏善罚恶的一个神。
In verse 7 and 8, God actually, So he also is a very fair judge, but yet he also have provide abundant grace.
那么第七八节其实就是一个比较。
There's a basically a contrast between verse 7 and 8.
他把一个人呢，他的行为跟他人生的目标。跟他的结局，放在一起做一个比较。
See the kind of works that the man does and his goal and his restitution all laid out in contrast.
第一种人呢，在第七节讲到呢，他们是恒心行善的。
The first kind of person is actually those who actually are persistent in their doing good.
所以为什么他们会这样子做呢？
But why do they do that?
因为他们寻找他人生的目标，就是荣耀、尊贵和不能扭坏的之福。
Because for them, life's goal is to really seek glory, honor, and immortality.
你知道这三个字啊，都是形容神的。
You see, all these three words are really to describe God.
所以他们所追求人生的目标就是神。
So their goal in life, what they seek is after God.
那么神会怎么报应他们呢？神就是给他们永生。
So what does God do provide them for the in return? And that is they will be given eternal life.
但是还有另外一种人。
But there is another kind of person.
这个就是第八节里面所讲。
And that is described in verse 8.
这些人呢，他们的行为呢，就是不顺从真理，反顺从不义的。
And they are the ones who reject the truth and follow evil.
为什么他们会这样子做啊？
Why do they are they like that?
因为他们所人生的目标呢，中文圣经翻译说结党，其实就是自私的意思。
So they go in life and they're describing in the Bible and said basically they are self-seeking.
英文翻得很好了，就是自私，他的追求的目标就是他自己。
It's basically to describe them to seeking themselves.
其实这个字呢，从前是用形容呢，这些做政客的人呢，他为了得到这个位，所以呢，他会不择手段，就是这样子来的这个字。
So this word came from someone who actually would seek after something and actually do whatever it takes to go after that. That's how this word came from.
因为一个人他所追求的就是为了他自己当年他的生活保现，他所做出来的事情就是自私自利的事情。
So for someone who actually seek after only for himself, and therefore whatever consequence, what kind of work that he had done would be only for themselves.
那么神就说，他要用愤怒、恼恨报应他们。
And God's response is that He would treat them with wrath and anger.
在这段短短几节的圣经里面呢，我们可以看见几样事情。
Within these few verses, we can see the following.
人的审判是根据人的行为的。
God's judgment is according to man's works.
虽然我们知道圣经告诉我们人的得救是因为神的恩典，因为通过人的相信，但是神的审判还是根据人的行为。
The Bible tells us, God tells us that the salvation is based on man's faith, but the judgment is still based on the action.
还有一件事情呢，就是你人生所寻求的，你的人生目标，确定你的行为。
And that is another thing is what you seek in goal in life will determine what you do.
很多人呢看到这段圣经的时候呢，以为呢神是说圣经是叫我们做善事的时候，我们将来就有永生。
So when some people might misinterpret and say that if we actually do good things, we'll have eternal life.
其实这个不是保罗的意思。
But that is not what Paul is saying.
因为你念下去的时候呢，到第三章的时候呢，他就会告诉你，其实我们没有一个人呢，可以通过行为可以在神面前称义的。
As you read along in chapter 3, it tells you that no one would be declared righteousness in his sight by observing the law.
那么这边是告诉我们什么呢？
And what does it tell us here?
他是告诉我们，你追求自己还是追求神呢？会确定你的，从你的行为上面就可以看出来。
And that is to say that actually whether or not you seek after yourself or seek after God, it will all be revealed by what you do.
那么神会通过你的行为去审判你。
And God will judge you according to your works.
因为你的行为是反映你的内心。
Because your action reflect what's in your heart.
所以呢，让我们了解，就是如果你是一个人，你以为啊，虽然我平常的生活常常犯罪，但是呢，如果我偶尔去做一些善事，那么我将来就不会下地狱，这个想法是不可能的。
So that may be an incorrect view, and that is to say that if you actually do a lot of bad things, occasionally do some good thing, eventually you still go to heaven. That is incorrect.
因为你平常是一个怎么过生活的人，其实是反映你内心所追求的是什么。
How you normally live in life it reflects what your heart is seeking.
你没有恒心的。行善是因为你没有追求神。
You did not persistently seek after good because you don't seek after God.
你为什么犯罪？你多行不义，就是因为你追求自己。
Why do you sin? You do all these bad things because you seek after yourself.
所以呢，我们要问的问题就是：你只是你人生的目标是什么？你所追求的。
So the key question is, what are you seeking in life? What are you actually pursuing in life?
最后一样事情呢，我们在这边知道的就是，神呢必定报应。
So another thing we know here is God will judge and revenge.
旧约圣经诗篇97篇第二节很清楚地告诉我们呢。公义和公平是神的宝座的根基。
In the book of Psalm 97 verse 2, it says, Righteousness and justice are the foundation of his throne.
没有一个人可以逃脱神的审判。
No one can escape God's judgment.
所以你可以放心。
So you can rest for sure.
但是同时你当小心。
On the other hand, we all need to be careful.
第三个原因，为什么有道德的人还需要福音呢？
The third reason why God, why a moral man still need the gospel?
因为神的审判是按照人的知识的。
Because God's judgment is according to man's knowledge.
神的审判是按人的行为。
God's judgment is according to man's works.
但是12-15节告诉我们呢，这个审判呢，并不是。我们说义盗窃，就是我都不知道怎么翻译哈。
But the kind of judgment is not like using one knife and cut it through.
这是不，他的意思 OK， 他的意思就是，神看你的对神的标准的了解，去确定他的审判，是影响他怎么审判你的。
So the point here is how much you know about God's judgment will be reflected in the final judgment.
这个就是十二节里面告诉我们。This
is what is described in verse 12.
他说凡没有律法犯了罪的也必不按律法灭亡凡在律法以下犯了罪的也必按律法受审判。
Basically, it says all who sin apart from the law will also perish apart from the law, and all who sin under the law will be judged by the law.
我们很多时候呢觉得，我们比起这些罪犯好很多呢。
A lot of times we think that we are far better than some of these sinners.
我们没有吸毒，没有杀人，没有过一个放荡的生活。
And we don't do drugs. We didn't commit arson. We didn't. Well, our life is pretty good.
但是你有没有想过，其实这些人成长的背景跟你完全不一样。
But you see, all these people, their life background is also very different from ours.
没有人教他们什么是公义，什么是圣洁。
No one had taught them what is righteousness, what is holiness.
他们生活的环境里面，很多人做的事情就跟他们完全一样。
A lot of things that people around them do would be basically the same.
所以当神审判的时候，他会根据我们的。 对神的标准，这个公义的标准的认识，会影响他怎么审判我们的行为。
So how much we understand God's law would be a part of the equation about his judgment.
所以呢，其实，在神的眼里面呢，你这些知道什么是对，什么是错的人，但是他故意去犯的，这些人才是罪加一等。
So in God's eyes, for those who know what is proof and not is wrong, and actually still commit the sin, these are actually people who deserve an extra degree of punishment.
在这段圣经里面告诉我们有两种人，有一些人呢是有律法的，有些就是犹太人。
You know, it tells us actually there are two kinds of people. Some people actually would have the law. These are the Jews.
他们因为神 给他们圣经呢，他们有旧约圣经，所以他们知道神的标准。So
they were given the Old Testament, therefore they know God's standard.
但是还有一种人，就是我们大部分人。Then
there is another kind of people, and that is the people like us.
我们没有神的律法。We
did not have God's law.
有些人从来没有念过圣经。A
lot of people who have never read the scripture before.
但是神说他还有一个方法。
But God said there is another method by which He can judge these people.
这个就是人的良心。And
that is a man's conscience.
因为神创造我们的时候，已经把他的律法的功用，就是什么是对，什么是错，写在人的心里面。And
that is when man was created by God. He said, "What is wrong and right is wrong has been written in God's in man's heart."
所以我们每一个人都知道什么是对，什么是错。
So every man would know what is right and what is wrong.
所以如果一个人照他的本性去行的时候，他就会做出神的标准。
So if anyone follow what his own conscience to do, he would do the right thing.
但是如果一个人违反他的良心去做事情的时候，他就会犯罪。
So for someone who actually would do things against his conscience, these are sin.
为什么你需要福音呢？
Why do you need the gospel?
这是一个很简单的问题，你可以问自己。So
this is actually a very simple question that you can ask yourself.
就是在你一生人里面，你有没有做过一件事情是违背你的良心的呢？
And that is, have you done anything in your life that actually against your own conscience?
我不是说这些无心之事，就是好像你。 不小心犯罪，我不是讲解。I'm
not talking about things that you do just by being careless.
也不是说你在很大的压力之下，你要做一个确定。
Nor actually about in some major decision you have to make, have to make under a lot of great deal of pressure.
我所问的问题就是，你有没有想到，在你的过去里面。 你所做的事情是因为你内心的你恨一个人，你的贪心，你的自私，所以你做这些事情。
The question is whether or not you actually committed any kind of act based because you're greedy, because you are hate someone that you actually end up doing this.
你知道这件事情是不对的，但是你还是去做。
So these things are premeditated things that you know they're wrong and yet still do it.
我圣经里面讲到我们的思念跟好像跟我们的是非之心在造战一样，这意思就是很多时候我们为什么做这些事情呢？这是我们的理性为我们找很多理由，告诉我们你可以这样子做啊。
So if you actually see that maybe in the heart, actually there is some fighting between the good and not so good. These are the kind of things that you actually a lot of times still end up doing.
我们找很多理由为自己辩护。
You will find a lot of reasons, excuses to defend yourself.
但是有一件事情很明显的，就是你做完这件事情，可能到现在。
But there's one thing that's very clear is that even after committing all that, and even up to today, you're still being condemned by your own conscience.
你到现在，你都不愿意去这个地方，不愿意见这个人，就是因为你不希望记起这个事情。
And you know, up to today, you don't want to go to a certain place, you want to go to see a certain person, is because of what you have done.
我觉得呢，我们的良心去责备我们呢，这事情不一定是一个很大罪恶的事情。
And a lot of times, the fact that we're being convicted by our conscience is not because of some really big, huge thing.
我记得我有一件事情我常常记起来的，就是我小学的时候。
The one thing I'm constantly reminded was when I was in primary school.
因为我贪心我哥哥的这个笔，一支笔。
Because I actually was, really liked my, because I was very greedy about one of my brother's pen.
所以我就撒谎。
So I lied.
我哥哥一听就知道我撒谎。
The minute my brother heard about it, he actually knew that I was lying.
他就说，你为什么为了这么小的事情撒谎？
He asked me, why do you actually, because of such little things that you lie?
他这样子告诉，这句话到现在我还记得。
I still remember that phrase that to me.
虽然这个是一个很小的事情。
Even though this is a very little thing.
但是他证明一件事情。
But he had proved one thing.
我的确是一个罪人。
I am indeed a sinner.
因为我喜欢犯罪。
Because I love to sin.
你的良心有没有曾经去责备你？
Has your conscience convicted you?
如果有的时候，你就需要福音。
If your conscience has, then you need the gospel.
但是有一些人，他还是会这样子回答。
But there's some people who still respond the same way.
他会说。 我一生人做事对得起天地良心。
He would say that everything I do in my entire life, I actually have no problem with the heaven and earth, nor my conscience.
那么我请你看最后一节。Let
me ask you to read the last verse.
就是 2:16.
2:16.
二章十六节里面，神告诉我们，就是神在就在神子耶稣基督审判人隐秘事的日子，照着我们福音所言。And
it says God would say that God would actually this will take place on the day when God would judge man's secrets through Jesus Christ, as my gospel declares.
为什么我们需要福音呢？
Why do we need the gospel?
因为有一天。 神会审判我们，包括我们的秘密。
Because one day God will judge us according to, even including our secrets.
你有没有发觉每一年每一次选举的时候呢，这些传媒啊，这些记者都很厉害，可以把这个候选人所有不好的东西都找出来的。
You know, ever notice that every time when there's a nationwide election, all these reporters would always able to dig up some deep down secrets.
可能已经是二十年、三十年前的事，他们都有能力去找出来。
Even though it's 20, 30 years ago, they're still able to dig up all these dirt.
你知道神比起这些记者更厉害。
You know that God is even far better than these reporters.
有一天，人所有的秘密。
One day, man's all the secrets,
包括我们的行为,
including all the works,
包括我们讲过每一句话,
including every single sentence that we utter,
包括你在脑海里面想过每一个念头, 包括你的动机, 神都会审判。
Even including every single thought in our mind, along with our motivation, God would also know.
所以下一次当你去论断人的时候
So next time if you actually pass judgment on others
你说这个人恶毒
this, You can say this is such a wicked man
你可以说他自私
You can say he's selfish
他不孝
He actually not being, doesn't honor his parents
无情无义
It's have no conscienceAnd no righteousness.
我请你记得罗马书第二章第三节这样子说。
I want to remind you that in Romans chapter 2 verse 3 it says like this.
你这人啊，你论断行这样事的人，自己所行的却和别人一样，你以为能逃脱神的审判吗？
So when you, a mere man, pass judgment and yet do the same things, do you think you escape God's judgment?
神今天没有马上审判我们，是宽容我们。
God does not judge us immediately today because He is gracious to us.
所以我们要把握这个机会去悔改，回到神的身边。
So we need to hang on this opportunity and repent and come before God.
要不然神有一天就在他的震怒里面去审判我们。
Otherwise, in one day, God will judge us in His wrath.
我们一起祷告。
Let's bow our hands and pray.
亲爱的天父
，Dear Heavenly Father,
求你让我们见到我们真的是一个罪人。
Help us to recognize that we truly indeed are a sinner.
我们知道这个是圣灵的工作。
We know this is the work of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵会让人为罪、为义、为审判自己责备自己。
Because the Holy Spirit, because of the righteousness and actually would judge us accordingly.
我们求主去让我们去回想，我们有没有做一些事情是违背我们的良心。
Help us reflect to see that whether or not we have done anything to actually against our conscience.
如果有的时候，让我们去会回到主耶稣里面去寻找神的赦免。
If so, let us come before Jesus Christ and actually seek the forgiveness.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督名求。
Listen to a prayer in Jesus' name.
Amen.